Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Can't get to sleep? I think you're in the right place. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, snuggle up, and press play. We're going to create a safe place where you can put aside all your thinking and just listen. And I'll tell you a story. But as the story goes on, it's going to get a little bit more and more boring. And you're going to find yourself drifting off into dreamland. That's the way the podcast is supposed to work. If this is your first time here, welcome. It's pretty simple. Put this podcast on, listen, and hopefully it helps you fall asleep. If it doesn't, I'm sorry. But if it does, great. I'm glad I'm helping you. You can find us on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. That's where all our episodes are. They're also on iTunes. If you have any feedback, you can reach me at feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. I'm on Twitter, @DearestScooter. And that's it. I got a couple pieces of housekeeping. Be sure to let me know if you guys give me, if you comment on the blog or contact me on Twitter or email. Let me know answers to a couple questions. I want to hear your feedback. I also want to hear your name, first name only, or first name, nickname, whatever, where you're from, how you heard about the podcast. Those are things I'm interested to hear about so I can share on the air. Okay, a couple of thank yous to send out. First thank yous to Mamo, someone emailed me to say thank you for the podcast. And I say thank you for reaching out and let me know what's working, what isn't, what your thoughts are about the podcast. Thank you, Mamo. Next, let me know if you can get back to me with where you're from and your name and how you heard about the podcast. That's great. I also heard from Dan. Dan, nice to hear from you. Thank you for emailing me. Lynette, good to hear from you again. Thanks for the email. Michelle, I believe, posted a comment on the blog. She's a nurse. She podcast helps her sleep. That's great because I'd want my nurse to have a good night's sleep. Even the nurse that administers my electroshock therapy, I like her being well rested. So thank you. I'm glad the podcast is working for you. And Super Fun gave us a review on iTunes. So that's everybody. Thank you so much for listening. To all you that contacted us and all you that haven't, I'm glad you're here. And I hope I help you fall asleep. And I hope all of you as a whole, even though you guys might not know each other, know that there is people listening to this podcast that are in maybe not the exact same situation as you, but are having trouble sleeping. So you are not alone when you're having trouble sleeping. It might feel that way. But if you can hear my voice, and this isn't like some BS that I'm feeding you, there's a contingent of people behind my voice that are suffering. Or if they're not suffering, they're just discomforted by this challenge of getting a good night's sleep. So I'm not the only one here for me. I'm just like lucky enough to be the one telling the boring stories. I'm lucky enough to have been struck by the one bolt of lightning that contained boredom superpowers instead of some cool superpower. So, wow. My point is, I don't know what my point is. We're a community here, and I'm going to try to figure out more ways to help you guys as a community and to bring you in. Oh, and this is one thing. This is a spur-of-the-moment thought, but I've been thinking about talking to you guys about this, and why not? We're having a sit-down. We're chit-chatting before the show, heart-to-heart a little bit. If any of you are doing anything creative, if you draw pictures, you sing songs, you write stories, you perform, you're a magician, you know constellations, whatever you're into, if you're doing something creative or creating something or expressing something, let me know about it, and I'll check it out. And if I feel like it's appropriate, I'll share it on the podcast, because and that's the spirit of community. I want you guys, I'm lucky enough to have you all listening to me for at least a few minutes and your support, and I want to offer the same. So thank you so much for listening. I hope I help you fall asleep. We're back with another episode of Get Bessos, the tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cash Penny's escape from purgatory and return to Earth in a quest for vengeance against Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com, and the man they feel crushed their retail empires. Older episodes can be found at www.supernumberpodcast.com/GetBessos, GetBessos. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the tale, this part of the tale of Get Bessos is drawing to a close. When we last left off, there was a duel. Not between RW and Jeff Bezos, between Hans Zimmer Gorbelli and James Cash Penny. Now, how do we get there on a tale of a quest to get Bezos? I'm not really sure. This world's a crazy place, you know? And sometimes you go down a road and you think it's the right road, and then you turn on another road, and an old man says, go back to the broken down car and make a U-turn at the fig tree, and you don't even know what a fig tree is. And you end up at a place where Hans Zimmer Gorbelli and James Cash Penny are in a duel. I guess it wasn't quite a duel, but it was some sort of a sword fight type situation. And that's where we left off, a kind of a battle for control of the future of hell, as far as I could tell. And don't worry, Jeff Bezos and R.W. Richard Warren Sears are there. So is everybody else. So when we last left off that battle, for those of you that had fallen asleep, had ended. And James Cash Penny was the victor, but at a cost. He had sustained a wound in his thigh from Hans Zimmer Gorbelli's trench knife, which was imbued with some sort of evil cosmic power. So James Cash Penny was wounded. Hans Zimmer Gorbelli was wounded by a plan where James and what's that guy's name? Freddy Sprague had switched around the way Gorbelli's machine works and offered Gorbelli a taste of the life he could have lived. So that's where we left off. Cosmic wounds. Stuff happened. So let's get to the last, hopefully, for now. Well, and that's where we left off on this, our final current episode of Get Bessos. Hiya! So just like last week, we had a lot of plutonic comforting going on male comforting, or as we like to call it around here, friendship, kindness. And cradled in James Cash Penny's arms was Hans Zimmer Gorbelli, and cradled in Richard Warren Sears' arms was James Cash Penny, and cradled in Willie, the manager, former, the president or the CEO or the boss of formerly the boss of the former hell. Like Richard Warren Sears and him were struggling because he wanted to hold Richard Warren Sears, and Richard Warren Sears didn't really want to be held. Now, he might not, maybe if another person was willing to hold him, but not Mr. Hell. And then everybody starts to get off. The comforting has taken hold inside the hearts of these men. And RW props James up and stands up and brushes himself off. And in the background, in your mind, not with my voice, you can probably hear them bickering back and forth.
Don't try to hold me again, you idiot. I'm here to worry about my best friend down here and not about you. Richard Warren Sears, I'm just trying to do what's right, man. I'm just trying to hold you.
What's going on in the background? You can kind of hear it if you're listening real close. But James Cash Penny kind of still holds on to Hans Zimmer Gorbelli, and he tries to prop Hans up onto one knee. And Hans pulls himself off up Hans pulls himself up and pulls off the helmet that was he had designed to replace Hell. It was a machine that would kind of make you resuffer all the horrible, I don't know, sins. I don't think we're really in a sin territory. But, you know, all the bad things you did, you'd have to kind of relive all the consequences of that. But somehow James and Reggae Freddy Sprague had changed the machine around, as I said in the recap. And the machine now just gave Hans Zimmer Gorbelli like a quadruple dose of what his life would have been like if he had made different choices and all the wonder and good things he could have done with all his potential. And that's kind of a crushing thing to lay on somebody. So emotionally, Hans Zimmer Gorbelli, physically, he's wiped. And then James Cash Penny tries to prop himself up, but he still has this wound in his leg, and he's got a tourniquet, and even though it's like a cosmic wound where it's festering with black magic energy almost, like I said, it looks like almost like a evil starry night sky pooled in his thigh area. But he gets up, he stumbles once, he gets up again. He dusts himself off, and he notices the angels, the heavenly angels, presumably, they're armed with flaming swords, and they seem to be ready to deal some fire and brimstone. They push their way to the front of this crowd of former residents of hell and former residents of hell that were taken out of hell to work for Hans Zimmer Gorbelli, designing this new hell and this alternative to death for rich people. But these angels, nobody's getting in their way. They're pushing people out of the way. A couple of cops. Don't report me to the big guy. I'm not saying all archangels or whatever these official terms. They're a couple of cops, heavenly cops. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's their demeanor. Authority figures. And they push their way to the front. And they had witnessed everything. I don't think they had any strange voices, so I apologize for not having any strange. I think they had like a cop voice, like kind of, "All right, Mr. Penny, we've seen everything that went down, and we see you've been struck with this. If you were alive, it'd be a mortal wound, but this is some sort of festering cosmic wound, and Mr. Gorbelli said that his trench knife had some evil power, and you're going to be erased from existence and sucked into some portal of nothingness. And so that's not good. But my partner and I call back to HQ." Wait a second, you call back? You could have called back to HQ this whole time? No. We follow protocol, sir. So we call back to HQ. So we'll talk about your wound in a second, and then we've got this Gorbelli fella here. He's no good. He was trying to make bad faith, dealing with heaven and bad faith. And, wait, when you call back to HQ, did you ask for God? Because you guys haven't been in touch with God. No. We got a council. You know, we run things by consensus up there right now. So, all right, Mr. So we're going to extinguish Gorbelli with our swords, unless this mob here of, this guy. He's a evil guy. So we're gonna sort him up. But I was thinking maybe mobs, you might want to, you know, attack him first. We in heaven, you know, you guys free will and all that thing. So, we'll lash him with the swords, and it's just easier to get him out of existence now with this whole, unresolved hell situation. So, that's what we're authorized to, Hans Zimmer Gorbelli. By the authority vested in these swords and given to us by the grace and blessing, we are going to have to de-exist you. Wait, you guys just mumbled when you said the authority? Because I know you guys haven't been in touch with, like, you guys are acting on some sort of free will, right? Well, that's a quick, I think. But you're mammalian brains. You guys don't know what you're talking about. Just calm down, Mr. Penny. We're going to take out Gore. No, you're not going to take out Gorebelly, okay? If Guy wants to come down here and start doing that, nobody's getting de-existed. Well, technically you are, sir. Well, that's fine, okay? I'm fine with getting de-existed. But you're not going to... I'm not going to have you expend your free will taking out Gorebelly, and I'm not going to have Gorebelly just... Look at him. He's a wreck. He can barely... He can't even... Look at... Hey, Hans. Hans, what do you think about... That's like probably what he wants right now. Hans, they're going to de-exist you. Oh, Mr. Penny, that would end my suffering, but I have so much to make up for. I feel this, my whole life and my whole post-life existence is a waste. Oh. See? You guys don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to run hell. This is the guy you're making deals with to run hell, and now you're, okay, just calm down, angels. Okay? Okay, Mr. Penny, that's fine. We won't take him out. We'll figure out this whole hell situation. I think we could just bring the former guy back. But we're now authorized to tell you is that we were looking over our transfers list from purgatory to heaven, the pearly gates and all, and you were on the transfer list, but right around the time you departed. Now normally that would result in a new extension of your stay, but considering all the fine work you've been doing down here, we're here also to take you with us and transfer you to heaven. So and there we got plenty of powers up there that they don't have here. We'll take care of this wound, and you'll be fine, sir. And you'll be all set on the road to paradise. And I can tell you, I mean, I work up there, so I don't just dawdle around heaven all day, but I could tell you that's pretty unprecedentedly wonderful place, sir. So we're proud to have you part of part of heaven.
Okay. Excuse me, I heard you talking to my best friend here about heaven, and I presume that offer is good for the right. I mean, I know.
What's your name again, sir?
R.W. Sears. Richard Warren Sears, founder, inventor of Sears. Sears. You've heard of it, Sears Roebuck. Sears Craftsman Tools. Silvertone. You've heard of the sweet sounds of the Silvertone phonograph.
Oh no, sir! Looks like I'm afraid your time's been extended in purgatory. But you don't look too bad. You'll be joining your friend eventually.
Oh, okay. Well, James, buddy,
listen, R.W., don't worry about it.
No, I mean you got to go with these guys, and I guess I'll go back to purgatory and wait around till I see you, man. Okay.
No. Okay. Listen, angels. What are you guys planning on doing about hell? You're just going to take me in heaven and R.W. back to purgatory and what? We'll talk to the council about that. But for now, like I said, you got that machine you changed around, right? I'm sure we'll figure something. We'll just shut this area down. These swords do a lot of other stuff other than de-exist. So it'll be fine. No worries. You're just going to leave everyone here that's here. There's a couple people from Earth, and they got to get back there. And then what? What about the future Well, you're right about that. Yeah, exactly. What kind of angels are you? Well, we're enforcers. Why are you going to be so judgmental? I told you how much pressure it is to be an angel. Don't you think that's nerve-wracking, making every decision I'm... Oh, man, you're not nice at all. Listen, angels, I'm not trying to be mean. Why don't you guys take a break? If you want to test out the machine, you could do that. I don't even know... I've got a couple questions for you first. And maybe I can help you out with it. We can figure out this hell thing together. Okay. Well, I might have to call HQ. Well, first question, So you guys are enforcer angels, archangels, right? Correct, sir. Are there guardian angels? Like at Earth, sometimes people talk about that you have a guardian angel, and they're there to protect you. And is that real? Is there really guard? No. It's like that's one of your mammalian brain things, like one of your simplified conceptions of God's love. The Creator's love for you is there to protect you and follow you wherever you go. And, it's like, is that like that poem that people put up in their bathrooms? I'm not sure what, like where you're like footsteps, and it's like two sets of footsteps, and then it's one, and you're like, yo, God, I was all alone. Kind of like you guys, like, where's God? And then he's like, God, I was carrying you the whole time. I'm not trying to do a routine here, angels, but why did everybody put that in there? That's in a lot of people's bathrooms. Isn't that a strange place for it? Oh, well, that's a wonderful. So there's two sets of footprints, and then there's one, and you say, where's God? And then God says, God, there's a punchline, like, right? There's a wait. And then God says, I was carrying you the whole time. Huh. Okay. Hey, Jerry, you see, you check our footsteps, see if God was... It's a poem. It's like a... Never mind, angels. Okay, so there's no... What about ghosts? Are ghosts real? Well, that's even harder to explain to you humans, but, ghosts are like some sort of astral projection wound from the past, like kind of like a echo-ish. That's the only way I can explain it. It's hard to explain. Ripples. Let's just say they're ripples. Cosmic ripples. Okay, so there's no ghosts. All right, well, that's fine. Angels, take a break. Because reversing this machine is just the start. And then James takes a step back and he surveys the, everyone's watching him. The giants, the sullen, the wrathful, all the other miscellaneous people from hell that are millions and millions of, even people that haven't got any screen time in this whole story that should have. Little devils, which we touched on barely. Little devils, celebrities, bigger devils, you know, devil creatures, you know, other levels of hell, like people, philanderers. I'm not even sure what a philanderer is. And then with the remodel of hell, a lot of these religious related or sexual, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of the things in hell were changed around. So, but yeah, a lot of miscellaneous hell people are there looking on. James, so he takes a step back. He says, well, this machine's just a start. Goes, who here wants to help me? Who here believes in me? And who wants to work with me to make ourselves, building from the ground up, a wonderful new hell? We're going to make a brand new hell for all the people I'm trying to think of a word other than evil or bad, people to come. Who wants to join me in that? Doesn't that sound great? And it's just crickets. All the hell people are just looking on. They're like, what the... You know, this guy wants us to re... He wants... What? Just crickets, and then...
I will help you, Mr. James Cashpenny. I'd be proud to work with my best friend... Building a new hell sounds, James, to be honest, come here. You really want to rebuild the hell? I am. That sounds like you're a tiny bit playing God, no offense, my opinion. And just stupid because,
RW, are you with me or not?
You're my best friend. And obviously you need me because you're acting like an idiot and a nincompoop. So if your plan is to rebuild hell, I'll be here to criticize you every step of the way and make sure you don't screw it up. That's a best friend's job, correct?
Kind of correct, RW. But I'll be glad to have you on my team.
I will be glad to be managing your team and you. Proudly be doing that as your superior and equal. And yes.
Okay, well, sounds great. So I guess that's it, right? Me and our, anyone else? Who else? Anyone else want to help rebuild? Mr. Penny? Mr. Penny? It's me, Jif. Jif Bissos. Hey, Jif. You know, it's good as this whole tale has revolved around you. I don't feel like we've ever sat down and chatted. I'm James Cash Penny. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. I'm Jif. You can call me Jif. It's fine. Yeah, it's great to meet you, man. You really seem cool, and I'll tell you what, I'll help you. Even though I'm not dead, do you think I could still help you? Probably. We'll figure it out, Jif. What? You, Jif, I don't know. You still got a life to live, man. Like, if I can't get any of these former people from hell because I think they're too good to work in a new hell to work with me, it's okay. Jif, why don't you go back and live a full life and then hopefully you don't come here. Hopefully you go somewhere. Well, that's what I mean, Mr. Penny. I've been thinking about it because, you know, when RW here explained that he was on a quest from the afterlife or whatever, and I put two and two together that he's come for vengeance, I figured I must have James Cash Penny, Richard Warren Sears. I know I destroyed you guys' legacies. As sad as they had become before I started working. Whoa, what are you talking about? I mean sad in a data-driven sense, but... well, I don't get to... Okay, Mr. Rennie, this is the kind of thing I'm needing to learn. And maybe RW came for a reason to smite me or whatever he was going to do, originally embarrass me and say I was dressing as a woman in a babushka or whatever it was that I was... Some sort of weirdo. In some sense, I was a weirdo, but I was a misguided one, and my relentless pursuit of crushing all my retail competition and being the best, maybe it's not about all that. Maybe, I don't know, I saw all you guys holding each other, and I saw how much RW really cared about you. How worried it was about that strange cosmic wound in your leg. It seems to be stabilized a little bit, but... And it just made me think about this whole life I've been leading. And what does Jif want? You know, I think I wasted my life too. And I want to help make hell better. If that's... I don't know. I wish I was better spoken, Mr. Penny. That's okay, Jif. You're perfectly well-spoken. Well, thank you. And I want to help in any way I can. And if you need any help with data, I prefer data. I think I have some great ideas, and these brilliant men you're working with. I mean, this guy's scary, the Gorebelly feller. But him and then the goldfish guy, he's brilliant. I saw him working on the machine, and I got into some of this data that Gorebelly had. I think we could really do some great things, Mr. Penny. And I think that I could help you on Earth, too. I was thinking about this whole... It's going to take a lot of logistics if you're going to have... I mean, what's your plan? I heard you talking about guardian angels. Yeah, Jif. That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe we can work together. Is like getting people, bringing them into hell, and then sending them back out to help someone in the world as like their guardian angel. Well, technically, Mr. Penny, they'd be like a guardian devil because they're coming from hell. Well, okay, well, guardian devil's not really... I mean, come on, Jif. You run a billion-dollar company. You're going to market that? Well, I'm just being specific. Yeah, guardian devil's not really... okay, thanks, Jif. But yeah, I'm going to need a lot of logistical help, so maybe you could, like, use this empire you built for good, for evil. I mean, not evil, but reforming evil. You're like, yeah, well, I'll help distribute. I'll handle the logistics of the Guardian Devils. Guardian Angels. Guardians. The Guardians. Oh, Guardians. Okay. And I could be your contact on Earth, and I would need some sort of go-between. Someone that was wise and knew you well and was close with you. Someone that was wiser than me and that also has already taught me one or two life lessons that maybe could teach me more. And someone that maybe could become, I could become like their second or third best friend because they've taught me so much.
Jeff, are you talking about me or Freddie Sprague? Because if you're talking about Freddie Sprague, we're going to have a serious...
No, RW, I'm talking about you. And maybe you and I could have a little... Maybe the three of us could play a little dangerous game.
Well, I just played that so I could hit you. But we could do that again, of course. That would involve James. James, do what you like to hit Jeff with some bamboo sticks later.
Well, RW, let's not get distracted on personal vendettas, okay?
It'll just be the two of us then, Jeff. But yes, you may work for me. You could be my assistant.
Well, that's... Okay. Now we're talking, so I'll go back to Earth. And then, well, RW will be our go-between or something.
Okay. I guess so. James, I don't know. What do you think?
This is what I'm thinking. Okay. Freddy, you been listening to all this? Freddy Sprague? Prince of Goldfish?
I have, as the Prince of Goldfish. And I think this is a brilliant plan, and I can use the powers of electric torsion and many other things, including the power of a man who's recovered from his addiction to pleasuring himself with plants, to saving animals. And humans are an animal. I'm not alive anymore, but we're mammals. And I love this idea of these guardians going. Would they physically go? Or because we can use these machines for sure that Gorbelly was working on. And I don't know. We'd need more machine. Hans Zimmer, are you with us?
Yes, James Cashpenny. I've been listening to everything you said. And I don't think I'm worthy to be a part of this operation.
You're in, Hans. I need you to work with Freddy and getting the system operational for a winning people accused of being... Angels, how do you term it? Are they accused of being evil or... Oh, no, they're sentenced to evil. Well, people that had a rough life and made some poor choices when they come here, we're going to run them through the machines. And then, I mean, there's a couple other steps I got to... I'm going to need some more help.
Plate glass, you around here?
Right here, mate. What's up?
Well, I was thinking, Plate Glass, we're probably going to be using a lot of lava power. And I'm going to need someone to guide people from the afterlife. Because, Angels, you're going to have to explain all that to me at some point. I'm going to have someone bring people from wherever they pass over to here. And we'll probably have some... How do you feel about rivers of lava and some sort of skiff that's immune to rivers of lava?
Skiff that's immune to lava. So like a lava skiff, eh? Would I have me a lava stick, eh?
You would have the most powerful lava stick if we can figure out the technology involved. And you could... It would be a huge skiff. How are your muscles, Plate Glass?
Me muscles are ready to skiff me, mate. You need me to skiff every person that have committed things, that have made choices, that are, you, whatever you want to call it, mate. I will be skiffing them and skiffing them back and skiffing them. And if you name me skiffing any of these guardian devils around, I'll be skiffing them too. I'm proud. Could I be the official skiffer of hell? Or, I'm not sure what that title might. Skiff, I will be skiffing, sir. Skiffing around. Skiffing, you know me, skiffing out. Checking out for a skip.
Great, Plate Glass. I'll get back to you. Plate Glass, I'll be in touch. You're head skiffer of where we are.
Check it. Skiffing.
Furies. Now, I know you're going to be a little jealous that he's going to be skiffing around, but don't worry. I was thinking if the three of you would work for me, work with me on having, if we could get our guardian angels, our guardian devils, our guardians, if they could call back to home base, if they had any questions about relationships, maybe the three of you could polish up your knowledge on interpersonal, intimate relationships. And you're nodding, so that's what I'm putting you in charge of, okay? And then guardians can call in with relationship questions. You can help them solve them. Thank you. You, the fallen angel. Who's the boss angel? Yeah. There's probably going to be no who's the boss here, huh? No. But I was thinking, how much do you love who's the boss? You love retelling who's the boss. What if you could reboot who's the boss and use it to train? Use it to train staff? Use it to advise new arrivals either after they've gone, before they go out as guardians. You, like, make Who's the Boss videos to teach them lessons, like Who's the Boss taught me all these lessons, like how to be a friend, or how to share and not be selfish, or what to do in the event of a fire, or what to do if someone's, you know, having addiction issues, or food problems, or what it means to be a coach. Yes, exactly. But you could reboot it, and we could get you your whole cast. We could see if anybody from the original Who's the Boss cast is even here. I'm in. I love that idea. I would love to be in charge of Hell's Who's the Boss. That would be great. Well, great. Okay, you're on that. Medusa, I see you over there looking scary. Medusa, I'm wondering if I could put you in charge of Nightmares. Now, we don't want to talk about it at all right now, but you're into that? Yeah, because I think, we could use the Guardians. Maybe we need a little something to keep people on the good side, right? All right, you're in charge of that, Medusa. Chiron.
Yes, buddy. I love this new hell idea. I love the idea of sending these devils out into the world. Guardian devils, nothing could possibly go wrong.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for you, Chiron. I was wondering if you and the other horse guys, stag men or whatever. I know you're used to this, at least in your earthly existence or whatever. You were, pretty lusty and you overindulged, and now you don't. I wonder if you could find the balance, like you'd be our experts on, what do they call it? I don't know. Like not overdoing it. And maybe instead of like saying, no, don't do any vices, we can help people when they're trapped with their vices of addiction, you know. Chiron, do you know what that is?
Oh, that's why we acted so crazy, as we were all addicted to stuff. Oh, James. And then they cold turkeyed us by throwing us in hell. So, yes, I know the pay.
Okay, great. So you guys will be in charge of people suffering from addictions and stuff. Can you do that for me?
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, good golly. It'll be great. But we can't. Will we be able to indulge at all, though?
No. Come on. That's the addict in you talking.
Oh, you're right, James. So I'm off.
Okay. Giants. I see you guys looking there. Giants? Giants, I got a lot of jobs for you guys. Now, one, I may need some help with construction around here. Be a lot of work there. But I also need somebody, a lot of this. I read the newspapers up in Purgatory when I was there. A lot of stuff called gamification. Games are important. I know the Minotaur's with you guys, right? Great. So I want you guys to start thinking of games to train people, train our guardians to go out in the world and help people avoid making these choices. And if they do, to help them pick themselves back up. We're not going to take free will away from anybody, people. We're just here to assist, like guardian angels or guardian devils, whatever people want to call us, whatever people want to call you. So, Giants, I need you in charge of those two things. And then to allay everyone's fear, I can read all your minds, all you people looking at me, wondering about sending guardian devils into the world. They're not going to be corporal. We're going to do some sort of astral protection thing. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I'll have the Giants here as my army. So if things get out of line, it's going to be fine.
Oh, James, what about me? It's Angela. It's Angela Bezos.
Angela, I want you to go back in the world. You taught me kind of how to love and some of the pain of love. And I know you're suffering greatly, and I'd like to meet the man you loved and who's passed on and is part of this team now. He's part of the Guardian team. But Angela, as hard as it's going to be for you to go back into the world and leave him behind, that's one of the realities of life and death. And I know it's going to be upsetting to you. Well, we already got into a fight, so I'm not speaking to him anyway. So that's fine. Okay, well, I need you to go back in the world and be a leader on this kind of issues on recovering from the loss of loved ones. And I want you to lead that kind of, I want you to help people to overcome when they lose loved ones, husbands, wives, children, cousins, aunts, grandparents, whatever it is, dogs, cats, mice, geckos. Can you do that for me, Angela? Oh, James, that would be wonderful. Could I write books? Could I do a show? Could I be like the Oprah of lost love? Could I be like one of those, ooh, I'm speaking to a loss? Whatever, Angela, just why don't you use your own judgment? Go ahead now. Go ahead. And everyone else in hell, don't worry. You're going to be a part of this team. We're going to be part of something greater than yourselves. We're going to help people that are still alive enrich their lives and meet their potential. We're not just going to guard them from bad choices and be guardian devils. We're going to guard them, give them a little bit of a sense that someone's in their corner backing them up. You're going to see your unlimited potential. And it's going to hurt, okay? Because we all did have this unlimited potential, myself included. I suffer greatly from the poor choices I've made as James Cash Penny and the life I led. But people out there, they still have time on that earth. And they still have time to do something wonderful and something magical. We just have to give them that extra push to start. To let them know they're not alone. To let them know it's going to be okay. That, yeah, you're afraid, but you can do it. All you need to do is try. And that's going to be the Guardian mission. Now, who's with me? And all of hell raises up this chant. And they start chanting kind of stuff like, Guardians, devils, 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 devils. Jim's like, okay, you know, like, hell, hell, hell. But everyone's kind of doing it, and they know they're being funny, too. That's what I think. Angels, you've been listening in, or have you?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Penny, it sounds, we'll check with the council, but it sounds pretty good. Almost, with all that chanting, other than the idea of sending, so you're going to send people from hell back into the world to help people?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. I gotta call my supervisor on this one. Well, you don't have any authority in here, down here anymore, do you? Well, technically, you're not committing any. Technically, I'm not sure I could bust you for anything. But we might be back. We're gonna go. There's a couple of things you forgot about. Is that wound in your leg there, and that's gonna suck you out of existence. So then, we'll set a timer and we'll be back before that. Okay, good day. So the angels leave. And then another guy runs up. It's Mr. Hell.
Mr. James Cash Penny. Mr. James Cash Penny, you forgot about me, Willie. I want to be part of this guard. Can I be a guardian, James Cash Penny? You think I can be a guardian?
I'd like to get a... Do you have any job? You have any work for me? I'd love to do some work, you know. In a guardian, like someone, like a Marilyn Monroe type.
All right, Willie, Mr. Hell, you're gonna be kind of the spokesperson for Hell, all right? So when someone from Heaven comes next time, you're gonna speak to them. You know, I'll give you stuff to talk about. We'll talk about it. You're the face of Hell, all right? I'm gonna make you the president of Hell. President of Hell. Does that have a lot of work? Because that was the thing about the other job. No decisions, right? You'll be the figurehead of hell. Ah, well, that's great. So everybody, this is it. We're going to use what Somehow we have some sort of constrained free will down here, and we're going to use it to change.
Buddy, you know you're about to make some big speech about, and everybody's behind you. But you do have that wound that's going to suck you out of existence, and I'm worried about you, buddy. Plus, I'm a little worried about having to work with this Jif idiot. But don't worry, Jif.
No worries, Mr. R.W.
You could call me Mr. Sears, sir. Listen, man. Wouldn't you? Those angels, I could see them walking. We'll figure it out. You go to heaven, okay? I want you to go to heaven, please. Get fixed, and we'll figure out the rest of hell here, okay?
R.W., listen. This wound's gonna take probably thousands of years to wipe me out of existence. It's slow. I can sense it. And we need to get this thing right. I don't know. We're here. We're all here for some reason. And I know you care about me, and you don't want me to be sucked into some abyss of nothingness. But it's gonna be okay. Remember back when this story started? We were sitting around eating toast and drinking tea. Every day, that's what we did. We ate toast and we drank tea, and you would complain about Jif. Every single day.
Every day? You talked about me every day, R.W.? Wow.
Not every day. I talked about people. Jif was a term, like a Jif, a sound I made, James. I didn't say Jif. It was Jif. I'd read the paper and see something stupid, like an idiot. And I'd go, Jif, Jif. So don't pat yourself on the back, Jif. So, Jif.
Okay, well, whatever, R.W. You know, we were friends, and I looked forward to seeing you every day. Wasn't much about purgatory that was good or bad, except for hanging out with you, my best friend. And then when you, this is going to sound crazy, but this all comes down to you. You told me this idea you had to come down here and get Jif. And I didn't think it was a good idea.
Well, really? What do you mean? It was brilliant.
I went along with it to keep you safe because you're my best friend. And I was like, wanted to be your guardian. So without you, this whole remodel of hell wouldn't have been possible. Without our friendship, if I didn't care about you, I wouldn't be here. And if you didn't care about me, you wouldn't be encouraging me to leave. Which, I don't know how to tie that in, but... So, I wanted to keep you safe. I didn't want you to actually get Jif and hurt him. I mean, that wouldn't be good for you. So I can't go to heaven. Just like when you came down to Earth and made the deal with Hanzo and Gorbelli. Part of me didn't want to go. But I had to go for my friend, and now I have to stay. For all these friends I made, Skiff the Flake Glass, and Who's the Boss, and Electo, and Megaria, or whatever, Megaria, and the other sister, Medusa, the Giants, and the people we left behind. They need our help. This hell, clearly after our tours, this hell wasn't working for, no offense, Mr. Hell, but it wasn't working for crap. You can't just bring people in here and torture them for a turn.
Okay, buddy, you better quiet down because that's a smoting talk, even if it might be right and I might agree with it, okay? But I agree with you and I'm on the verge of tears because I love you and you're my best friend. And I thank you for being my guardian, James Cashpenny. And from this day forward, Jif, I will... In spirit of James Cashpenny, be your guardian, even though I will take a tougher stance than James did with me. Jif, I'm your guardian friend forever.
Really? Wow, great. So you really got me, huh? Got me good. You work for... All right, guardian, can you go get me a drink?
That doesn't work like that. And you shouldn't be drinking. You look a little bit, You should be drinking some mineral water or something because you're pale and unhealthy.
Well, I am in hell.
Okay. Well, anyway, James, thank you for teaching me what friendship is. And, wow. Thanks for risking it all for a friend. You really understand it.
Yeah, well, you understand what friendship is too, RW. You just don't realize how much you've been there for me and how much I've learned from you. Sometimes friendship's just sitting around and having a laugh at Jif's expense. You know, when you're talking about how his head's so shiny.
Oh, yeah. He's, look at him. Look at that guy.
And you were remember you were calling him, like, Pinocchio something?
Oh, yeah, he's like my little Pinocchio. Come here, sit on my lap, bro, okay?
I don't know. So, yeah. Thank you, RW. And thanks for, I mean, hopefully humanity, the way I can see it from here on out, RW, is like, maybe someday humanity will look back and you'll have saved humanity by trying to get vengeance on Jif. I mean, that would be strange, wouldn't it?
No, because that was my plan all along. I don't want to steal your thunder, buddy, but it sounds like you're done talking. Just to be clear, I have left heaven. They offered me a position there, and I said, no, I gotta stay close to my buddy James Cashpenny. And there's this guy on Earth I'm keeping an eye on. It's got some potential, Jif. Also, by the way, heaven, I'll be in purgatory, but I just want you guys to know there's some stuff going on in hell that my superior brain's aware of, and I'm going to take care of all that, too. And then, you know, I talked to the big guy on a secret phone, and boom, all done.
Well, it's been an honor, RW, and it's an honor serving all of you, the Saul and the Wrathful, and the rest of you all. Thank you guys so much for helping me out in this attempt to redo hell. Either it's going to save humanity or it's all going to make it a lot worse by sinning. So I hope I can trust all you hellions. And thanks so much. And I hope before, as I say goodbye to all of you, even though you're going to be here for training for 4 to 6 years or so. Oh, don't start carping. Why don't you all lie down and get a rest and get a good night's sleep? Thank you for staying, and thank you for listening, and good night.